Blog Talk Radio.
Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, and your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, this your boy Cash chilling as usual. Y'all know how we do it on every Tuesday and Wednesday. Kick back, have fun, talk some shit, have a great time. That's what we do. That's what we came here to do. That's what we gonna do. All right, good people. It's been a long day, long exhausting day. So I'm gonna tell everybody, if you wanna get something off your chest, you wanna press one, let me hear what you gotta say. If not, then don't. I don't give a damn. No, I'm just playing with everybody. You know how we do it. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to go to a song right quick, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
on? Can I turn you on?
Hell, let me turn you on.
Till the break of dawn.
You know what? A good question, my man Anthony. He says something, so you can have a 90-day rule for a man get the cookies, but we can't have a 90-day rule so y'all get the bread. Which brings up an interesting point. I mean, if it, that is very interesting. Look, so what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm sitting here just contemplating over this. I mean, it's kind of crazy because I always hear women, you know, women always say it's a 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
mm-hmm.
You said what?
I'm listening.
That's a 90. I mean, I'm not saying every woman do it, but I've heard a lot of women say it's a 90-day rule before, you know, they give up the goodies. So, nah, what if it was a 90-day rule before we spent any money?
Well, that is an interesting topic, and I don't know. I thought, shoot, different strokes for different folks. I guess it depends on how you feel about a person. I mean, if you see some type of, potential, some type of chemistry or something, then that shouldn't be what determines, either with how, you know what I'm saying, how long you spend money or, you know, how long it takes to spend money on somebody or how long it takes before you have sex with someone.
Okay, I mean, but like I said, I see it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you done heard it a lot. I've heard it too. I mean, shit, it's been said a motherfucker gotta wait, but, you know, hold on. Janine, what's up?
Hey.
Glad you make it.
Huh?
I said, glad you could make it.
I couldn't find the number.
Wow. 4 years and running, and she lost the number.
I had the number. I was dialing number, and I said, why are they automatically popping up? And I forgot I didn't transfer my contacts over yet.
No, okay. Well, I'm going to let you slide with that one then. Okay, check this out, baby. You heard women say that 90 days before a motherfucking get in their pants, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what if a man's rule is 90 days before I spend any money on you?
Well, that's his rule.
I mean, could you date him?
I mean, how can we date if he ain't going to spend no money?
I mean, I guess man be figuring how we going to fuck if you ain't giving me none.
I mean, so what are you saying? We going out to eat and we pay for our own meal? That's what you're saying? Like stuff like that?
No, I'm not spending any money.
Okay, well, I won't be
okay, let okay, but now, okay, so now, you do think it's fair, I mean, well, I'm not going to say you per se, but you know how the rules go, 90 days for a motherfucking get some ass. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've heard women say that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that rule?
I think it should be depend on the person that you with. I don't think it should be a rule put in place per se. I don't think you should just give it up right off the bat. But I think after you've gotten to know somebody and after you dated them for a little while or however long, if you have a chemistry and y'all both feel like y'all like each other and you just decide you want to, then I don't see anything wrong with doing it. You know, when you start putting all these stipulations and people think about stuff, when you're thinking all the time, you know, sometimes you just need to let go and live life. You know what I mean?
I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that 110%. But like I said, you know, we're in a day and age where money is power. And now we're in that situation where money is power, and motherfucker, like, you know, I mean, like you even just said yourself, well, if this motherfucker ain't going to do shit for 90 days, I ain't fucking with him. But, you know, that might be his thing, just like a woman may say, well, you know, I want to see if you like me for me. So I ain't giving you no ass for 90 days. And I never understood that. I never understood that like you for you. Ain't that pussy a part of you?
You know, are you then at that point, if you know that's the rule, so you just go hang in there for 3 months with a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, on a whim? I mean, how long before you really get to know that person is it, okay, I'm just waiting for the prize, or I actually want to get to know this person, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Well, it's the same to me as if, you know, as a man, you got a big dick, you know you be throwing it down or whatever. And you may sleep with this woman and this woman, whatever, have fun with it. At a point in time, you going to say, I wonder, do these women really want me for me, or because I just got a good dick? Do they really care about me? And sometimes after a while, women get put in this category as, oh, this that bitch that got that good pussy. You see what I'm saying? And so she feels like, well, okay, maybe I need to start allowing them to see me for me first before I give it to them. You see what I'm saying?
Nope. No, I'm just playing. Okay, I understand that. But that's the same way with a man. If we send a 90-day rule about the money, I mean, you know, I may have a nice job, you know what I'm saying, take care of myself, you know, I may be well-groomed, whatever, you know, the whole nine yards. But then it's like, okay, is she liking me for what she think I can give her, or is she liking me for me? Well, now, let's just see. You know,
but if we don't do anything together, how am I going to get to know you?
We could take a walk in the park. That's free.
Okay.
You can't
do anything. That ain't free.
I mean, shit. You could cook a meal.
That ain't free. Somebody
has to buy
food.
I got to pay for the food. And,
I mean, shit, you got food at home, don't you?
And that means you coming over to my house. I don't even know you yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, take me out to eat.
Yeah, okay.
See, what's wrong with that?
So she's spending the money.
I respectfully decline your offer.
So she's spending money for the first 90 days. And we're not having sex yet. So what are you contributing to this process?
Okay, so good question, which leads me to another question. When a woman says that they holding out for the 90 days and they want to get to know you, and hell, I'm whining and dining you, what am I getting?
Well, see, that's exactly what I said. Like, are you hanging in here because you genuinely want to get to know this person, or are you hanging in there to get the prize? You know what I'm saying? And then what if when you get the prize, it really wasn't worth the fucking wait?
Because if that's the case, she could be paying sometimes, too. Y'all go to the movie, she pay this time. Or this one time, you pay for dinner. Or
okay,
whatever.
Well, you know that probably would be a little far-fetched. Let's just say everything would be Dutch. You pay for your shit, I pay for mine.
But that's what you need to say earlier. You know what I'm saying?
I just said, let's give it that. Is that an echo in here or something? What the fuck?
Oh, good
Okay.
I'm trying to get to a common ground here. All right, now we're going to say that. All right, we're going to say we're going to go Dutch. We will get that out because I'm saying, okay, me not doing nothing for 90 days is a little far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I did do something, I mean, like I said, I may pay for the gas in my car, but I ain't paying to put no gas in your car.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, we might have to drive separate cars to wherever we go with. I mean, but I'm putting my I don't spend no money for 90 days rule in effect. So, I mean, I understand you respectfully declined it, but, you know, let's just say you say I'm going to entertain this idea.
Okay.
Now, the process, are you just going to constantly thinking about, man, he ain't trying to spend no money, or you going to be trying to get to know me?
Oh, goodness. If we both go on Dutch and I decide to give it a try, then, no, that's not what I'm going to be thinking about, is whether he spent some money or not. My thing is, I guess because I come from the day and age, if you ask me out on a date, then you should be paying. Just like if I ask you out on a date, ask you to go somewhere, it's okay for the woman to pay.
Hold on. I hear what you're saying, but, man, look here. I come from the same day and age you come from. Now, let me tell you about this. I've had a case where a motherfucker called me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to go out? Oh, shit, sure. I ain't got nothing else to do. What you talking about doing? I feel like going to the movies. Okay. Cool. What time you want to go? 9:30 show. All right, I'll pick you up. Get to the show, and the motherfucker looked me dead in my face. And I looked at her. They like, how many? She didn't go for her purse. I didn't go for my wallet. We both looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, so you ain't going to pay? No, you asked me out. you a cheap motherfucker. Really, you going to do this? You going to sit there and try to embarrass me like this? How the hell I'm embarrassing you? You know what? Since you want to say I'm embarrass you, hell, I want to see this movie. One, please. And I proceeded on, went and got my popcorn, me some pop, and I went in there and I watched the movie.
You know, and she was, what, did she leave or did she wait?
She called a ride. But now, of course, you know, she ran around talking about I'm this, I'm that, I ain't shit. But how did I do you wrong? You asked me on a date. I didn't ask you.
My thing is, I just feel that way. I mean, I don't see why you cannot. Hey, I mean, some women just don't feel like they should, but you should get that taken care of before you go. You don't be showing up not knowing who's paying for what.
I agree, because, shit, my thing is I'm not finna sit here. I mean, you know, if that's your whole thing, you know, you call me. And, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I was totally caught off guard. I knew what she was finna do. I knew she was going to do that. But then my thing is, come on now. You know, you know, goddamn. What make you think, I mean, like I said, I'm from the same day and age you from. If you tell me, come on, I'm finna take you out, shit, take me out.
Mm-hmm. That's just like, I mean, it's just like any other thing to me. That's just like you saying you taking me out, you taking somebody out for your birthday, for their birthday, but then you make them pay.
Right. How are you taking me out?
We out together. No, I'm just saying.
Man, I will sit there and order that lunch drink. Man, I'm going to tell you like this and let it be known. Anybody know me, know I'm a non-smoker. But if I say, hey, I'll be right back, I'm going to go get a pack of squares. You pretty much know, call your ride. Call your ride, I'll be right back and go cross the street, get me a pack of squares.
Keep on riding.
Oh, it's been many motherfuckers been left in hotels, restaurants, still sitting there waiting on me to come back with them pack of squares. Girl, that motherfucker said he went to go get a pack of squares. And usually the motherfucker that know me, they like, he don't smoke. He don't smoke. he got your ass. I'm just saying. I mean, look, pack of squares, I'm out. But I mean, damn, don't act like, you know, everything's supposed to fall up under me.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't right.
Well, I agree with the whoever ass pays rule. I agree with that. But, I mean, sometimes it could be, okay, well, you ain't doing nothing, I ain't doing nothing, we want to go somewhere together. How about, you know what I'm saying, how come we can't just, shit, go half on it this time? You know what I mean? Like, I paid last time because I asked or whatever. Well, what if one person is always doing the asking and the other person ain't?
Quit asking.
You know.
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm just playing. No, that's just like, okay, my thing is this. That's just like if I ask you for something. Like, Janine, if I say, hey, buy me something. I mean, you either going to say yes or no, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look, stuff, I say, buy me something. Yes or no, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the one thing. Because a lot of times I might just be joking when I say buy me something. But the one thing I can't stand is when if I say buy me something, well, you got to buy me this first. Bitch, you didn't ask for that. I asked for this. Now, if you wanted that first, you should have been asked for it. Why in the hell did you wait till I asked?
All right, well, let me ask this question. Let me just throw this little monkey wrench in there. What if, okay, that is her response, but, I mean, okay, me personally, I feel like gift-giving, it's not necessarily a gift if you ask for it and I give it to you. I just got you what you asked for. I don't consider that necessarily a gift. In my eyes, to me, a gift is something that, you know what I'm saying? It's just thoughtful. I got this for you just because I want you to have it. That's a gift. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if a person has to ask for something or whatever, or so in that scenario, you ask, but a person that already does something for you that you didn't ask for, that rule still applies?
And I don't even understand what your question was, but I don't know.
If you ask a person, buy me something, and her response is, well, buy me something. But what if that person has already just, you know what I'm saying, done stuff for you already before that question ever even came up? Just because they wanted to. Does that rule still apply?
I'm getting a blank, but okay. Dude,
because basically, a lot of times as women, and I won't say we do this because we do, because y'all don't think about us like we do y'all. you know, it's the truth. We are just see things
you know what?
And bad for y'all.
I will give y'all that.
I mean, and we just do. We are just see something we think is nice, it looks nice on you. Because, yeah, we the ones that go shopping. You know what I'm saying? We shop more than most men. And I'm not saying some men don't shop, but most of the time, you know, we shop more than the man. So, you know, we might just be able to see something and, you know, just have it for y'all, you know, constantly. So when you finally do see something that you actually want, it might not be something that we got, you know what I mean, previously, but you see something you want and she's like, well, hell, I done bought you about 15 things. You know what I'm saying? That might be what she's thinking. I done bought you 15 things. Well, where's my gift?
Selfish. That's all you're just being selfish.
But that's what you do. You hit it right on head. It's like, okay, I never have asked you for anything, but I've been doing things for you just out of the kindness of my heart. So, right.
And it's great. And my thing is, as far as I'm concerned, it's greatly appreciated. I mean, but like you said,
so then yes, that rule still applies, no matter what she's done for you previously. If you ask her for something and she says in return, well, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Okay. So then the rules.
Yeah, look here. That's just like you just said. If you bought me something, it's not now. My thing is, if I ain't appreciative of it, then don't buy me shit else. You know what I'm saying?
So how long does that rule apply? You could go through a whole entire relationship with a person, and if they never ask you for nothing, you ain't never doing nothing?
Probably not.
So how is that a gift?
You know what? I'm not saying it's not. I mean, at some point, I will get you something. At some point, I will. I mean, granted, I'm not the shopping type. I'm not. I mean, I'm just speaking about me. I'm not the shopper type. I don't really go to stores. And if I do go to the store, hell, I know what I'm getting. I'm walking right the fuck back out. I'm not the type that's going to sit there and, you know what, to be honest, Janine, she hit the nail on the head. I mean, most men not. We're going to the store. It's not that we don't think about you. We don't care about you. It's just shopping just don't be in our, I mean, we might see something on TV and be like, oh, that look nice. By the time we get to the store, we'd have forgot about it. Nothing personal. We just fucked up in the head like that.
Oh, goodness. Yes, y'all are.
I admit that. I admit that. We are. We are. We are fucked up in the head like that.
But I mean, it's just sometimes we not saying. Yeah, it seems like you guys wait more for a special day or a holiday,
right. And
things
right. Like
that. And sometimes,
right. And
sometimes it don't even have to be a gift. I mean, I don't know. It could be just, I don't know, doing something special for us or things like that, just to let us know that you were thinking about us, or you know what I mean. Or something
okay. Like
that. It's like, especially after y'all been with somebody for a while, that tends to drift, you know, go away.
Okay, I can agree with that. That does fall under a male category. That's something we do. I can agree with that. I can honestly agree with that without an argument. Janine, you see how that's done? You just agree. You agree and you don't even argue. You don't even try to come with another point. You just agree.
Goodness.
But now let me ask. If you know that this guy's like a genuinely, like this guy, he's not no fucked up individual. He's a good guy. But yeah, he does have that demeanor. Do you really be like, you know what, fuck him?
Do I have that demeanor, like if he never does anything special for
me?
No,
I'm saying, I mean, he has that demeanor, like you said. I mean, it's just like, you know, like, I mean, he's a good guy, you know he loves you. You know, his you know his intentions are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he does have that fault. He does have that fault in him, you know, which I would be the first to admit a lot of us men do. We do have that fault in us. You know, it's like I said, we might look at something on TV and be like, damn, that look good on her. But by the time we get to store and we see that new power drill, oh, goddamn. I mean, we just forget. I call that the Homer Simpson syndrome.
Yes. So how do we the ones end up being selfish? That's what I don't understand. Or y'all just use that word against us to try to make us feel bad?
Well, now, hold on.
That depends what we're talking about.
That depends what we're talking about. What are we talking about that y'all selfish on?
I mean, like, if we don't get something you ask for or whatever, and we say, you know, where's our gift or whatever.
How
are we being selfish?
Because, you know what, in a lot of cases, a lot of women, y'all spoil us. Y'all turn us into these little big babies. Then when you want to turn us off, then it's like, oh, tired of you being a baby. No, you can't do that. This is like kids. You can't do that. I mean, let's face it. And I'm gonna tell you.
I'm gonna tell you right now. We do it to the kids too. You get kicked out at a certain age.
If you see a dude with a good woman, he a brat. He a brat. I'm telling you. He's a spoiled little brat. He's just like a kid. And I mean, I know we be like, God damn it, we grown, don't be trying to treat us like no kids, but we do have those little kids. We do have those little kid things like, ooh, I wonder what she bought me. You know, because y'all spoil us, you know. So it's just like when you spoiling a kid. If you spoil a kid riding, you know at some point you cannot keep getting mad at this little boy because he threw a little tantrum. That's because he's so used to getting it.
Yeah. I can agree.
You know, now you want to try to wing me off of it? Nah. I mean, I ain't saying you're wrong, but yeah, you going to see me throw my tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't bat me that? You can't bat me? Oh, okay. You know, I ain't saying, motherfucker, he ain't going to stop talking to you. But he's going to throw his little tantrum. All right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they ain't, you know, kicking and screaming on the floor. It's just that, whatever. All right. Now, when he walk away from you, fuck her. Like you do your mama shit when you get mad. Fuck her. Act like she can't buy me shit. I mean, shit, we don't think about the shit you bought beforehand. Hell, we probably got on what you done bought us. Hell, our wardrobe probably consists of the shit you done bought. Now, my thing is, how you going to buy me this new shirt and then don't buy me the shoes to go with it? I mean, hey, if you spoil us, that's how we are. Now, I will give y'all that. Y'all take the less, and y'all do get the most. I will give women that. I will give women that. Now, these motherfuckers, now, come on now. We also got to talk about them motherfucking gold digger bros who don't give up a goddamn thing and think they supposed to get every motherfucking thing that's coming in the world.
Well, them the motherfuckers y'all should stay away from.
And no, now, what about the ones that feel like, okay? What about the ones that feel like, okay, I'm giving you pussy?
Okay, so here's my question. When do you determine whether or not that's what she's on? You know what I'm saying? For me, how long does it take before you determine whether or not, okay, she ain't no gold digger, or she ain't this, or she ain't that. She's, you know what I'm saying, she's genuine. How long does that take?
I don't know. Shit. It all depends how she act. I mean, you got to realize, I mean, you got some people, like, my thing is this. You got some people who, like, all right, let's just say I seen you in a previous relationship, and I know the previous relationship you was in, you know. Now, I'm like, I ain't saying dude might have, he didn't really do all that for you, right? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Now, my thing is, and maybe this is a fault of mine, I'm not saying it is, I ain't saying it's not, but my thing is, you're not finna come walking up to me like, oh, if you can't do this for me and you can't do that for me, I ain't fucking with you. Motherfucker, who this ain't what you're accustomed to. Don't try to act brand new when I'm around. You walking down with the Skippy with the broke down backs. You don't be trying to make me feel like, okay, oh, I gotta be the one to put the cape on. Then that's when the Captain Save-A-Ho syndrome come in. You know, come on now, I'm not trying to be that.
Well, what I'm saying, at some point, if you keep dealing with a person, you have to realize, all right, that's not what she's on. Or,
okay.
That's, you know.
But I'm saying, what if you come to the, you come straight out the gate. Like I said, if I seen you and I know the relationship you've been in previously, and you coming to me straight out the gate, oh, motherfucker, you got to do this for me. You got to do that for me. A motherfucker got to do this for me. If a motherfucker don't do that for me, fuck him. Man, come on. Where the fuck did you learn this at? It wasn't in your last relationship because he didn't do a goddamn thing.
That's to me, right? To me, that ain't no gold digger then. Because
the
gold digger, they all about the money. The gold digger, they all about the money all the time. I don't care who they with.
Right, you
they
know
ain't
what?
Gonna treat one person. They ain't gonna treat one person different.
At least you can understand her. You can be like, oh, okay, well, I know what this bitch about. That one. The one to come out, the one to hit you with the blind side, you like, what the fuck is you on?
No, she on. She trying to act like she trying to get something better than what she had, but you don't know what better is. That's what I'm saying. Evidently, you don't
exactly.
know who you are and what you want. Because just because somebody can have some money and buy you things, don't make them better than the last person you was with.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got all the money in the world.
They buy they love or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They don't
mm-hmm.
want to call it that, but a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Motherfucker don't love you. They love what you do for them, and that's a different kind of love. That's two different things.
Yep.
Okay. What if I love the way you fuck me? Is that something bad?
I mean, if that's all you love about the person, yeah, then they not nothing but a fuck to you.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. But what if she got a dog that I just love to play with?
What if she got a what?
No, I'm just fucking with y'all.
You need to be a dog walker. Motherfucker, don't come over here trying to get close to me because she's like my dog.
Who, you trying to touch on dogs and stuff now?
No, I'm just waiting on your pit to have puppies. That's all. Motherfucker, you. Your bullshit for all this time just to get these damn pit bull puppies.
Mm-mm. Hell, then that's just, people do that. They use people. That's why some people the way they are. They don't know who they can trust. And they always feel
okay.
Right because of certain things that they have been through, and everybody's first thing they want to say is, well, don't treat me how you know, just because somebody else did this and this to you, why are they supposed to treat people? They don't even know you. And because of everything that has occurred, they don't know
well,
who to trust. Because the people say they claim they loved them didn't treat them right.
I'm a firm believer of I'm not going to treat you the way this last relationship was. Because evidently, you know, I got to get to know you. Now, if you coming off like the same person, then, yeah. If you coming off like the same person that fucked me over, then I need to get away from you. But now, I'm not just going to come straight out the gate. You know, you be like, can you buy me something to eat? Look here, bitch. I ain't buying nothing to eat. Because last bitch I bought something to eat, this bitch walked out on me, and then she went and fucked another nigga. Nah, see, and then you like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
Most of the times, women do not even do that. They look at the signs and see the type of person you are.
And if they see
similarities in how the person they was or however certain people were, they don't fuck with them. Or they figure, well, hell, he acting just like this other person, so more than likely he going to be this way or that way.
Yeah, but now, at the same time, you ever thought, now, here's my thing about that. You ever, before you say, yeah, he's acting like that person, you ever thought, like, not you per se, but the attitude that a person displays makes that person act like that? Oh, he acting like that. Well, if you didn't just walk in this motherfucking room rolling your motherfucking eyes at me, talking about, bitch, I ain't said nothing to you. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, now you acting just like he was. Yeah, I see why he was acting like that. He should have slapped your motherfucking ass. Shit, you walking in the room rolling your eyes and stomping your feet and throwing tantrums, and I don't even know what the fuck you're mad about. Now, you can't get mad at me, and then the first thing you say is, well, ooh, you act just like Craig did. Who? Craig.
I wouldn't tell you that either.
You wouldn't tell me what?
That you acting like somebody else.
You know what?
I don't know who would do something like that.
A lot of people do that. Oh, you acting just like him. You acting just like him. Oh, if I wanted to do that, if I wanted to be in this type of relationship, I would have stayed with him. Huh? Really? Did you just tell me you could have stayed with him? Then you leave for 3 hours. Where you been? With him? Nah, motherfucker. Oh, okay. Then the motherfucker grab you. Oh, I was just playing with you. No. I mean, I think it's the way that people talk to people. It's just like, okay, look at what you're saying. Because I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of saying shit like in an evil tone. And then probably look at you like, what the fuck you mad about? Damn, you don't realize what the hell you just said?
Well, it depends on the situation. People might not know the way they're talking. It's not like I can hear myself or...
I never understood that expression either.
Understood what expression?
What does that mean?
Huh?
I said, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
I think it means...
It's not like I can't hear me. I'd like I can't hear myself. How come you can't? You deaf?
Like sometimes at the height of the situation, shit just comes out and you don't hear it until after you said it. You know what I mean? When you let that boiling point or whatever, where it's like shit just coming out. Everybody was saying something while they was mad, but they later reflect on like, damn, that was kind of fucked up what I said. I mean, shit, everybody done that.
even
when you say how you say it, I don't know if I'm talking with an attitude or things like that. Sometimes when I talk passionately, to me, it just feels like I'm just talking passionately about something I really feel strongly about. It may not even be that I feel like I'm talking with an attitude, but to that person, he may think I have an attitude.
Mm-hmm. I understand that completely.
Okay, but if you see, okay, let me ask. Since you over there co-signing, I understand.
Well, she makes an excellent point. She makes an excellent
okay.
point. Okay, like
if you see me getting irate and you see me getting mad, at some point, don't you think you should be like, okay, hold on, let me slow down what I'm saying. Because evidently what I'm saying is really rubbing that person the wrong way.
Okay. So when you do that, then they get mad because you stop talking.
It's
you said
like
what?
No matter what, it's like no matter what a woman's problem is, no matter how she comes to you, if that's not what you want to hear, you're going to get irate anyway. It's like,
no, that's not true. Not every man going to get irate
like,
everything that you say.
Time. Okay, maybe not necessarily irate, but like I said, that ain't what the fuck you want to hear. If she ain't saying something good, then it's like she's the wicked witch of the West. All I'm trying to
Hold on. First of all, let's just get one thing straight. We're talking about like just in general. I'm not pinpointing or saying nothing towards nobody because y'all sound like y'all getting attitudes with me already.
I'm joking. That was my point.
See, it's like, okay, soon as you say, well, hey, I ain't got no attitude. See, that's what I'm saying.
And that's just proved our point because we didn't say it like that.
That's what you
okay.
heard.
I'm going to make sure I archive this show. And I'm going to let y'all hear y'all stuff. Can't neither one
yes,
of you motherfuckers
please.
Hear y'all fail.
I said no attitude. No attitude.
And
he said don't nobody
like
have
that.
No attitude. Right. That's just what they hear.
All right.
Y'all put y'all guard up and y'all be ready because y'all
yes.
just automatically feel like we about to attack y'all or something.
And then their number one thing is, well, I ain't say nothing when you did such and such and such. Okay, here's my point behind that. It's like, but you had the right to. You had the right to tell me how you felt if you felt some type of way. Just because you chose not to shouldn't mean that I can't express to you how I feel when I'm feeling something.
You got me fucked up. If I'm sitting there, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. If I sat there and just told you, no, listen why I say that. Because if you sit there and say, all right, I'm giving you the benefit of a doubt. If you said something like, okay, if you did or said something that was fucked up and I didn't take it as being fucked up, that means I gave you the benefit of doubt. Now, if you come back right there, I feel like if I gave you a benefit of a doubt on something, then maybe you should give me the same. But if you like, okay, well, even though you gave me the benefit of the doubt, I ain't giving you shit. Man, you know what? Fuck you then.
What?
Nobody, exactly. That's just what y'all hear because that's not what we say. It's like, okay, yeah, you gave me the benefit of the doubt when I did something fucked up. And I appreciate it, but you probably gave me the benefit of the doubt because you already knew that whatever it was I did or said wasn't intentional. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. What am I crazy? See, we just
right, think that ain't because it ain't because we didn't think of. It's the fact we just let it go.
Okay, but that was your choice. If you felt like that was something that you, okay, if you felt like that was something that needed discussing, how come you chose to let it go? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we got something that we need to talk about. I don't want to just let it go, because if I keep letting it go, you ain't never going to know how I feel.
Evidently, I ain't think that much about it.
Okay, but just because you don't mean the person that you with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saying that their problem is irrelevant. Like, but when you got a problem, it's a problem.
I don't even know what that meant either, but okay.
I understand what she's saying. It's basically like, if I did something to you and you just chose not to bring it to me, then that was your choice. Basically, she's saying now if it could be months later, this is a totally different thing. Like, it's not the same thing. And you do something to me, maybe as the person you with, I felt a little bit more strongly about what you did, and I need to express myself to you instead of letting it go. Are you saying we should just let it go regardless, just because you let something go for me?
I'm going to tell you like this. If you want me to bring every little motherfucker thing to the table, man, so be it. I would. But you'll get more tired of the shit than me.
That's not what I'm saying. Do y'all think we bring up everything we feel like that's done wrong to us to y'all?
I think
we
don't.
No, we
honestly,
don't. I'm telling you,
we
don't.
Let so much fucked up shit
happen. We let a lot of shit go. Y'all may not think it because, you know, women do talk a lot and we do complain. I'm going to admit it. They do. But it's a lot of shit that they don't bring up.
Okay. If y'all bring up more than what y'all complaining about on a regular basis, then shit, something wrong with y'all. Y'all crazy.
Oh, goodness. Of course, we are.
Come on, you just said women do a lot of complaints.
How many times do your woman have to tell you, okay, you know what I'm saying, I don't like it when you go 3 or 4 days without communicating with me first. Let's just say, you know what I'm saying, let's say y'all work different shifts or whatever. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we want y'all to be in touch first. It's like, I always initiate. All right, so how many times do your woman have to tell you, I don't like that, before it's okay for her? You know what I'm saying? How many times does she have to let that go before she says it again?
Okay, well now, here's my thing. What if you're the one that don't ever communicate? What if I'm the one that's always trying to communicate to you, and you talk to me when you feel like talking to me?
Well, that's what I just asked you. You can't answer the question with the same question.
I'm just saying. I mean, hell, it goes both ways. Because the way you feeling like, I might not, like, okay, he don't communicate. Hell, I might feel the same way. You don't communicate. I might get the shit from you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
All right, so, okay, it's 7 days in a week. 4 out of the 7 days of the week, she will, like I said, y'all work different shifts or whatever. She will say, hey, baby, have a good day. 4 days out of the week. Now, the other 3 days out of the week, she's like, okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? Where's my having a good day? Like, I done told you 4 days today.
Man, come on, man. Though. Now you want us to act like little girls.
No, y'all just sensitive about certain things.
She's just using that as an example.
Yeah.
complain.
Because a lot of times when we do complain about something, it's about the same shit we just said already. It's just the same thing over and over again because it was never resolved.
It's like they know what our problem is, but just because we have a problem with it, they are not going to do anything about it. Right, well, shit, she got a problem with it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Y'all some crazy individuals. Man, I guess the only thing your woman ever complained about is you don't talk to me. That's the only thing she ever complained about. She'll complain about you don't clean up, you don't cook, you don't do this, you don't do that. That's the only thing you ever hear is you don't talk to me. It's like, damn, that's the one motherfucking thing she has a problem with. When you gonna fix it?
I'm not talking.
Oh, he's thinking about silence for the rest of the show.
I mean, I do feel like communication is to go both ways and things like that. And I think it is hard when one person talks and the other one doesn't.
It is. How do you have relationships like that when shit? One person is the only one ever. Shit.
And, you know, I don't know. I think, me personally, it's like over time. And, you know, I've did a lot of shit. I've had different relationships. And I've learned that my mouth has always gotten me in trouble. It just has. I can admit that. And over time, I just stopped talking. I mean, I did. I just stopped talking because it seemed like every time I say something, people say, oh, say something, say something. When you say something, they don't like what you say. Because whether I said it the wrong way or whether I'm speaking my mind or whether I'm telling the truth or whether you feel like I'm fabricating shit or whatever it is, it just goes into a further argument than what it really had to be in the first place.
You know what I've learned about that? What you just said. You said, I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing. But then when I do say something, they say is this, that, and other. Now, what I've learned, and I can attest to this because I'm that way, and what I've learned about that is that when you keep telling me to say something, I had a bad habit of saying, oh, you want me to say something? Well, I'm going to say the most malicious thing I can possibly say to you. Now, I may be right with what I'm saying, but I'm going to say it so fucking nasty to you that you're not going to want me to say shit or you're going to get mad at me. And that's my sole purpose. Because you keep saying, well, I ain't said nothing. Okay, well, you want me to say something? I'm going to say this malicious, I'm going to say the most malicious, nastiest thing I could possibly say to you. And the fucked up part is that it may be right, but I'm not trying to spare your feelings. Now, what I learned in life that you have to grow out of that. You can't always just, okay, well, you want me to say something? Okay, bitch, I'll tell you how I feel. Well, wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Now you looking at me, tears in your eyes. What you crying for? What you getting mad for? You told me to say something. I said it. Well, I mean, if this is a person you love, then why would you maliciously say something like that to them? At least that's what you're supposed to think. But in a lot of cases, we don't. I know me personally, I was good at it. I was great at it. You say something to me, and especially if you saying some fucked up shit to me. You saying some fucked up shit to me, and I feel like I got to get on the defense. Yes, I'm going to say the most malicious thing I can possibly think of. But in time, I knew, I go, okay. Sometimes it's like, okay, you got to take people at face value. You got to take what they're saying. You know, you cannot, I mean, every time a motherfucker ain't aiming at you every time. Sometimes when they do aim at you, sometimes they be dead on point. And you know when they dead on point. If they dead on point, fuck it. Say, if the truth hurts, say ouch and keep it moving. Everything ain't a defensive fight. If you try to defend every action you do, then you know you fucked up, because there's no way in hell that you're perfect. There's no way in hell I'm perfect. There's no way in hell nobody's on this show perfect. So if you defend every action that you do, then that means you're looking for a fight. Because it's something that the motherfucker that said didn't reach home. But if you're going to sit there and try to fight me against it and you know that you're wrong, then yes, I'm coming at your ass with a malicious, well, I used to come at people with a malicious type of way. But now it's like, okay, if I sit there and say something to you and you steady fighting me and you and I both know that you're wrong, then okay, I'll let you be right.
But that's just it. I don't sit there and, oh, because he asked me to talk, he asked me to talk, oh, okay, well, motherfucker, I'm about to say, it don't even be on my mind like that. I don't think
but
about
now,
that. The
but now you said
it to yourself,
your mouth gets you
out
in trouble, and you don't understand your attitude.
Yes,
because
it just comes out. I'm not thinking. It's not like I'm sitting here thinking like, oh, I'm about to cuss his ass out, or I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. It just comes out. And that's why I don't know if people really understand what I be saying to them when I say that. People think I sit here and I just be thinking about, oh, all the fucked up shit I can say to you, and then I just let it all come out. I don't. I honestly don't. The words flow out so easily, I don't even think about it. That's how easily the words just come out.
Okay.
How
and
I say it, I definitely don't know. I really don't know how it comes out. It might be fucked up depending on the conversation and how I feel. I'm gonna be honest. Depending on how I feel, if I feel like he's attacking me or arguing. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, and I understand what you're saying. Now, let's just say, and for the most part, I do believe what you just said. I do believe that's a woman's nature. Now, what I do believe a man's nature is to be confrontational. You know,
okay.
I do believe a lot of men are confrontational to a point where it'll get physical quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say, for instance, if that man, like, he hear you, you know, you said you don't understand, you don't realize how you say it. Now, you didn't push that button on him. You push that button. Now, he just haul off and bow, smack the shit out you. Now, he says, in his defense, man, I don't be realizing, I mean, you know, when, you know, it just comes out. You know, that anger, if I feel like you attacking me, that side of me just comes out. I mean, is he right? I mean, can you look at him and can you look at him in his eyes and be like, you know what, I understand. Fuck it. It's cool. Because I'm pretty sure as soon as that motherfucker smack you that first time, you're going to be like, oh, no, motherfucker. You ain't putting your hands back on me. Now, he didn't mean to hurt you. Because, I mean, that's just the way he is. I mean, can y'all forgive him? Can y'all keep forgiving him constantly?
I don't know. I think it's a difference between giving somebody that one shut the fuck up, and then versus if you keep on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hit them once, then you hit them again. Now you're being abusive.
Okay, so as long as he give you that one smack, you cool.
I ain't gonna say I'm cool. I just know that I just fucking went too far. Shit, no, I'm not cool with it. I just ain't finna say shit else. That's okay.
But now, I mean, he done smacked the shit out you, or he done punched you, or he done physically hurt you with that one punch or that one slap. How many of them you gonna take before you be like, I gotta get the fuck away from him?
I will.
I mean, you said it yourself.
I remember you saying,
dude put his hands on you and you got the fuck away from him.
Yeah, but that's because it was a regular thing. It was a regular thing. It wasn't no just, you know what I'm saying. I ain't gonna say he didn't like turning me and no shit like that, but it was kind of like, you know, once you don't pick somebody up and body slam them, I mean, damn, come on, okay, now I have to go.
I mean, he only did it once.
Mm-mm, that's not the same thing as that one, you know what
I
mean? Snap out of it. What the fuck? Okay, you know what?
I mean, I'm just asking, why not? It was one time.
That was
you sent him that one time.
You misunderstand me.
So even if we sent each other there, did I ain't put my hands on you?
Oh, here we go with that. I ain't put my hands on you. Hey,
I did.
Okay, emotional is just
you
as bad.
Out,
wait a minute, can emotional be just as bad as physical?
No, it's not the same.
Those two things are not the same. You can make me kill myself.
How can I make you kill yourself?
Well, not me personally, but I'm just saying.
I know not you, but I'm just saying. How many times have you been emotionally beat?
Men get emotionally beat, too.
That's because they had problems from the get-go. And then ended up with somebody. Yes, people just don't kill themselves just because they get with this one person who has done whatever they did to them.
Please elaborate.
I'm just saying, people have been going through things and they end up with the wrong people.
Okay. But now my whole thing is, we all, like I said, whether it's emotional or physical, it shouldn't be done, right?
I'm not saying, yes, I agree. It shouldn't be done. What I'm just saying that those two things are not the same.
Me personally, I beg to differ. But, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
I mean, liquor store, what do you think? Do you think those two are considered the same thing?
I think that one can hurt just as bad as the other, but I do understand the concept on both sides. I mean, you know what I'm saying, emotional shit, once you've been emotionally beat up so much, it takes effect on, you know, your other senses. And then, you know, it can scar just as bad as physical. I'm not going to say that it's the same, but I do understand. I understand both. I do. I mean, shit, it can hurt. I've been there where just because somebody ain't putting their hands on you don't mean they don't hurt you just as bad in other ways. It all hurts. I mean, pain is pain whenever you get through with it. And some people, you know, don't realize that how they just are, you know, and it affects people differently. Hurt hurts. I mean, shit, whether it's physical or emotional or mental. You know what I mean? Somebody can mentally beat a motherfucker down too. It don't hurt no less.
You ain't got a huff or puff.
I'm not huffing. I understand what she's saying. I didn't say it didn't hurt. I just said I just don't see those two as being the same.
So you feel like as long as I don't put my hands on you, we good?
You can say whatever you like. You can say whatever comes to your mind. You can cuss me out till the end of Sunday.
I mean, because
I feel like at that point, now we going to another level. Because I'm not the type, and that's what I'm saying. Okay, if you're that way, then we're going to clash. Because I'm that way. And even if I feel like I can't be too, even if I feel like that, I'm not going to stop protecting myself when you do try. You know, any man, I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about when any man tries it. It doesn't mean I'm not ever going to stop trying to protect myself. That's just in me. I am a fighter. That is the type of person I am.
Okay, and I understand that. And what I'm saying, like, okay, you're a fighter. Okay, I commend that. But then you got some motherfuckers that just feel like I'm a motherfucking warrior. This is what I do. This is me. This is what I do. This is what I do. I fight. This is, and he that's the type of person that, you know, he invites that. He invites that attitude that you have. Because then it's like, oh, she ain't going to call the police on me. She like fighting. She like fighting right along with me. But even the greatest fighter, even the greatest warrior gets tired. You know, you're not going to keep taking it. You know what I'm saying? And my thing with that is like, okay, which is not right, but, I mean, if I'm that type of person, and I hit you and you hit me back and we going and we tearing the house up and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? And we look at each other and, you know, you go to your neutral corner, I go to my neutral corner. Oh, I could do this to her. I could do this. But then when you finally get fed up, now I'm looking at you, well, what the fuck wrong with you? You know, it's the Ike and Tina thing. I mean, remember in the limo? You would think that the average motherfucker like, this bitch is crazy. That motherfucker went right, anime. Shit, I'm going to lay down for a minute. Wake me up on sound check. Like nothing ever happened. Because it was an ever-going flow with them. It was like, okay, this is
but
what.
But he was
okay.
Always fighting her. She never found him back.
Why? Because that's what the movie said. That's what the movie said. I'm going by Ike's version. Ike said something too now. Ike said Tina used to hit on him too. Now we going to, God rest your soul, Ike.
Oh my goodness. I'm just saying, according to going by the movie, it wasn't like that. But yeah, okay, if it was like that and they fighting each other, then yeah. But eventually you do get tired of being in that type of relationship.
Right, and this day and age, you're going to get tired sooner than later. And all I'm saying, and it goes both ways, whether it's physical or mental. I mean, a motherfucker love you to death, and a motherfucker will stick there by your side, but goddamn. And everybody know wrong wasn't built in a day, but goddamn. If a motherfucker sitting there, and it's like, okay, you're not even trying. You just going to keep doing me like this. You're going to keep punching me in my face. I mean, hell, I expect you to be like, you know what? I got to go. If you're going to keep punching me in my face, I expect you to tell me, look, ass, I can't deal with you punching me in my face every day. I can't deal with every time you get mad, you punch me in my fucking face. I can't deal with it. I would have to understand that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, like I say, it's all, you know, we all just got to realize, you know what I'm saying, we are just, you know, we just got to understand each other better, men and women. That's all I'm saying. We understand each other better. I think everybody just get along great.
Well, I understand women need gifts, too.
Black bastards. Black bastards.
You know you like that.
I'm looking for my sound bite. I can't find it.
You the dog, motherfucker.
Oh, goodness. You fell right into that one.
Walk right on into that.
Yeah. Well, this has been the most exhilarating show. I had fun.
Yes, I did too. It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Well, nobody hung up on us, so we did damn good.
All right.
I don't know what liquor store was talking about half the damn time. You know what? We need to change your name because you get drunk too much.
I'm not drunk now. What are you saying?
See, I start calling her Lil Wick. That's what she gonna be, Lil Wick.
Are you trying to tell me that you think I've been drunk this whole show?
I don't know. Like, 1 minute you get to talking and then, yeah, and you saying it. Then she like, wait, that's what I said. I heard you say shit.
Oh, my goodness. That's messed up. That is so messed up. I haven't had not one thing without a drink.
And I need a drink, hell.
I need one too. I'm trying to hold out, but I need one too.
Hell, I'm gonna get insulted. I feel like I should have one, but I ain't gonna do it.
See, once again, what the hell did she say?
Are you saying she's slurring her words?
You didn't hear me. Maybe I just got a bad reception because I don't hear shit she be saying. She just I hit the last sentence. I need one. What? You need what?
Okay. Maybe it's because I have on my headphones. I always listen with my headphones on.
My headphones, the mic's supposed to be right by your mouth.
It is. That's why I don't understand what you are implying about me.
What type of headphones is this?
The ones that came with the damn phone.
One from the gas station.
No. They need a dick microphone, headphone with a dick on it.
Yeah, that would work.
Girl,
every time you get out of line,
it's just... What is your
name? Oh, goodness.
Every time you get out of line, it just squirts. You have to shut up.
You are goofy.
You know, that's a good idea. And have the person you with have the little program on the line just in case you say something. Out the way over the phone.
Yeah, to make it squirt you right in the face. Sure, you can take it Take it, bitch. Take it.
Y'all gotta get a patent on that.
Right, patent pending.
Oh, they come out with the idea. Y'all heard it here first, bitches. We want our cut.
Oh, goodness. That's
funny. All right, y'all, I guess we get ready to get out of here. I got to see what Jack Taylor's up to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, shit. Damn hand went to sleep. Zane, you ain't last words. We get the hell out of here.
Yes. I had a good time on the show. I just need to be able to get up in the morning and go to work. I'm going to be in sore and in pain with all this working out I've been doing. Oh, goodness. No, I'm seriously talking about exercising.
Oh. So you got any last words?
Yes. I have fun, even though you verbally abused me. How much more should I say? But I'll be back tomorrow night. You already know.
You know what? Because I verbally abused you, I'm going to let you know whenever I see you.
You will be a well-fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
All right, y'all. Thank you, everybody, to call there. 90. Mm-hmm. Everybody listen via internet. Sin City Radio, y'all. We do this shit. We be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Get with me. All right, y'all. Peace.